We learned that the cloth, the parchment of the tefillin, has to be processed to Shema. And therefore, the Rambam holds that if a goy did it, it's possible. Afilu omo lo yisrael abed lishma. Even if a Jew told him to do lishma, it doesn't help, because a goy is always adaita de nafshi. We always say a goy is doing it on his, with his own intentions, and therefore it's lo yisrael and possible. But the Rosh, according to the Rosh, kosher in Yisrael lemel gabu siyu, Ramor adds ksas bi'ibudo. In other words, the Rosh holds that if the Yisrael was telling him to do the Shema, and he also helped him out, according to the tradition of the Ramah, and then it would be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah says if he only helped him at the end, is also acceptable. The Shulchan Aruch says that is the minhag, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the lachatchila way of doing this, according to the minhag, is that the Yisrael himself should put the hides into the mixture that processes it, and he should tell the goy that everything the goy will continue to be doing should be lishma. And then the goy afterwards can do whatever he has to do, and the Jewish person doesn't have to be involved the entire time. If the Jewish person put it into the chemicals by himself, but didn't tell anything to the goy, what the goy should be doing afterwards, then the Mishnah brings that it's a whole discussion, if it's kosher or not. He brings various achrayim, maybe Huda, and then it's saying that as long as the Jew put it in the beginning, which is the ikar, the thing that gets it into the processing, then maybe it is kosher. But if the Jew helped out at the end, which we mentioned before, but he didn't tell the guy that he should do lishma, then everybody knows it's not, that's not enough. But he says that if the Jew finished it off himself, then there are opinions that are makel. Kamovan, if you're buying mahudah dikat film, that means it should mean that everything is done by a Jew.